reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The fall of the southern Ukrainian port city of Mariupol appears at hand as Ukraine is moving to abandon the sprawling Azovstal steel plant where its soldiers had held out under relentless bombardment for months. Mariupol would be the largest Ukrainian city to fall into Russian hands. Much of it, though, has been reduced to rubble. Ukraine estimates some 20,000 civilians have been killed in the Russian assault on the port city, which stands between the Russian mainland and the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters have left the Azovstal steel plant and turned themselves over to Russian hands. Meanwhile, persuaded by the war in Ukraine, Sweden and Finland this week announced their intentions to apply for NATO membership. The U.S. and European NATO members have welcomed that news, but NATO member Turkey has objected to Sweden and Finland's membership, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying both Sweden and Finland have failed to take a clear stance against Kurdish militants and other groups Turkey considers to be terrorists. Sweden and Finland also imposed military sanctions on Turkey. Speaking with reporters Tuesday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said he hopes the alliance would be able to overcome Turkey's objections.
I know that Turkey has put some objections. I hope NATO will be able to overcome them. But from my side and from the side of the Defense Council, a strong support to this membership.
All 30 NATO members must unanimously approve of any new applicants. Meanwhile, the White House has announced U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson and Finland's President Sauli Niinisto to the White House on Thursday to discuss the two nations' applications to join NATO. This is VOA News. Somalia's newly elected president Tuesday welcomed news that U.S. President Joe Biden has authorized a deployment of some 500 troops to the East African nation to conduct operations against the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab insurgent group there. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Somalia's new president will soon see the return of U.S. forces to the Horn of Africa nation. The 500 elite troops are tasked with pushing back al-Shabaab, a violent extremist group that has destabilized Somalia for more than 15 years. Monday's decision reversed the Trump administration's 2020 withdrawal of all 700 troops then in the country. New White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The decision to reintroduce a small but persistent presence was made first and foremost to maximize the safety and effectiveness of our force and enable them to provide better support of our partners. Additionally, our partners can benefit from our more consistent support and engagement in addressing the threat posed by al-Shabaab by having a small but persistent U.S. military presence.
White House officials said the troops would come from nearby bases on the continent. U.S. military and counterterrorism officials describe al-Shabaab as al-Qaeda's largest, wealthiest, and deadliest affiliate. Anita Powell, VOA News, The White House.
A senior U.S. State Department official said Tuesday U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has assured the wife of Brittany Griner that securing the release of the American professional basketball player detained in Russia is a top priority for the Biden administration. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, was arrested February at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport, allegedly in possession of a cannabis-infused vaporizer cartridges. The Russian Customs Service said at the time the alleged offense would carry a prison term of 5 to 10 years. The U.S. State Department this month said the 31-year-old was wrongfully detained and has assigned diplomats to work for her release. The State Department official said Blinken told Griner's wife, Sherelle, Saturday that the United States is working night and day on the case and it has his full attention. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration Tuesday authorized a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine as a booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11, at least 5 months after completion of a primary two-shot series of the drug. U.S. residents 50 and older or those with a compromised immune response have been approved to get a second booster if they choose to do so. The FDA's decision Tuesday now opens a third Pfizer shot to elementary age kids as well. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention must still decide whether to formally recommend the booster for children of this age group. Repeating this hour's top news story, the fall of the southern port city of Mariupol in Ukraine appears at hand. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.